Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're honoring the 2020 Women in Biometrics Award winners. Lauren Reed is Senior Program Director for Biometric Forensics at IDEMIA National Security Solutions. She leads the deployment of large-scale multimodal biometric systems to U.S. government foreign partners, enabling them to advance their crime and terrorism detection capabilities.
When I started out, I was doing traditional forensics work at a local sheriff's office where I lived at the time. And I received a phone call from an old mentor who said the Army was going to do a project to use fingerprints and other biometrics to protect soldiers on the battlefield from improvised explosive devices and other things like that. And I'd never heard of, this was a brand new idea really at the time. And so I was really intrigued and excited at the thought of using biometrics and fingerprints for such a non-traditional purpose, almost proactively to protect people instead of after the crime happened. So I jumped sight unseen. I moved to Clarksburg, West Virginia from Seattle.
That was the Department of Defense's ABIS at the Biometrics Fusion Center, as it was known at the time, which is now the Defense Forensics and Biometrics Agency.
And then I moved to DFBA in 2005 as part of the examination services team on the DoD ABIS. And a few years into my time there, I actually went back to school and got my master's degree in forensic science. And at the same time as the war in Afghanistan grew, so did the DFBA mission and subsequently the team that I was on. So we expanded to multimodal biometrics, adding face and iris, and we're supporting expeditionary laboratories worldwide 24/7, 365.
A government lead position was created to oversee the examination operations. Reed got the job, becoming a government civilian for the Army. About 8 years later, Reed became the director of the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Laboratory at Fort Gillem, Georgia.
This was also a high-impact organization with a fantastic team. And I quickly realized, but counterintuitively, that despite it being a forensic lab, that my master's in forensic science was not the right education to be in a leadership position at that level of the government. So I learned a lot quickly, sometimes the hard way, unfortunately, but I knew that I needed to shore up my foundations in business to be able to be the best leader I could, whether it was in biometrics, forensics, or what have you for the government.
That led Reed to an executive MBA program. In the meantime, she was asked to join the technology side of the industry with IDEMIA.
I jumped at the chance to further expand my knowledge on that side of the industry and join what I think is a fantastic company whose technology actually made such an impact on me and my career and law enforcement throughout all the years that I've worked. So it was just a great opportunity for me. But I would say, I think if I had to sum up my career for those who are looking to find their own path, it would just be to take chances and to take new opportunities and challenges at like every chance you get. Push yourself to do things outside your comfort zone and to not be tricked into thinking that you have to have some predefined perfect path or you'll miss opportunities. Because I promise you, if I had written my path down 20 years ago, I never would have dreamed big enough or had the ability to imagine a path like the one I've had the privilege of taking so far. The opportunities I've had didn't even exist when I started in forensics. And none of that's because I'm special. It just is, I happen to be in the right place at the right time, or I had great leaders and mentors who believed in me and were willing to give me opportunities. And all I had to do is say yes. And that's what I would tell people, is there's no perfect or right path, just take the opportunities.
As such, Reed credits team efforts for many of her successes in the biometrics field.
I think the most significant contribution I've been a part of has been the data sharing initiative between DOD, FBI, and DHS to ensure latent prints collected from IEDs or weapons caches were shared across the three federal agencies to prevent known or suspected terrorists from getting on military bases or entering the U.S. to do us harm. So this was a huge collaborative effort, something unfortunately I don't think we're always good at in the government, and it involved my team at DOD, as well as fantastic teams at FBI and DHS. And we can't also forget that it took a lot of brave and dedicated people on the ground and in laboratories in war zones to actually collect and develop those prints. So while you can't prove a negative, I know without a doubt that the teamwork and information sharing that took place back then and still is going on today has prevented attacks and saved countless lives.
Reed spends a lot of her time training, teaching, and mentoring.
I love to help people who are excited about biometrics, forensics, and even leadership in both those realms. I like helping them accomplish their goals, and at the same time, they're having a positive impact on the safety and security of all of us. I'm only one person who can only do so much as an individual, but being able to empower and help others on the same path, especially young women, since we have far too few women in the STEM fields, what the Army would call it is a force multiplier, right? So we get a lot more people working and more than I could do myself. So I'd say there's nothing makes me more proud than having a positive impact through others, and helping many people row in the same direction has a much bigger impact than trying to do it myself.
IDEMIA's Lauren Reed will be honored as one of our 2020 Women in Biometrics Award winners at the virtual CIA-Gov Summit on June 3rd. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.